When you are outside and especially in the parking lot, don't test out our liability insurance or anything like that. But we're glad you're here, and we're also thankful on a day like today for our radio ministry. And we pray that God would bless the word as we hear it here and as it goes out on the airwaves as well. Today we celebrate the transfiguration of our Lord, the culmination of the Epiphany season. Our opening hymn, number 537, Beautiful Savior. Following that hymn, we'll follow the order of service, Divine Service Setting 3, page 184 and following. 184 and following. Have a worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side, propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we live in a world of darkness, the darkness of sin, the darkness of our own sinful desires, that old Adam that lives and beats and dwells inside of us, the temptations of the world. And sometimes, Heavenly Father, the darkness is overwhelming. Today, Lord, teach us that your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus, is truly the light of the world, the light that no darkness, not even death itself, can overcome. As he gave a glimpse of his glory on the Mount of Transfiguration, may we see that glory today, tomorrow, and always, until we see him face to face in the glory of heaven. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to be the light of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 537. Service Setting 3, page 184. Page 184. Please stand as you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God and the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day.
Our love is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts.
Let us pray. O God, in the glorious transfiguration of your beloved Son, you confirmed the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of Moses and Elijah. In the voice that came from the bright cloud, you wonderfully foreshadowed our adoption by grace. Mercifully make us co-heirs with the King in his glory and bring us to the fullness of our inheritance in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Continue with the readings. The Old Testament reading for the transfiguration of our Lord is from Exodus chapter 34. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand as he came down from the mountain, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. Aaron and all the people of Israel saw Moses, and behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. Afterward, all the people of Israel came near, and he commanded them all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And when Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil over his face. Whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would remove the veil until he came out. And when he came out and told the people of Israel what was commanded, the people of Israel would see the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face was shining. And Moses would put the veil over his face again until he went in to speak with him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual appointed for the day. You are the most handsome of the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The epistle is from 2 Peter chapter 1. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have something more sure, the prophetic word, to which you will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man. But men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel, the Alleluia and verse. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and have no fear. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. This is the gospel of our Lord. Of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance. Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven. And sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated. We continue now with our sermon hymn, the hymn of the day, 413, O Wondrous Type, O Vision Fair.
Oh, mercy and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is from the gospel lesson just read, especially these words. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Thus far our text. Dear friends in Christ, this morning we celebrate the Transfiguration, which, as Pastor Poppy already said, is the culmination of the Epiphany season. Next week, we move into the Jesima Sundays, or the pre-Lent season, as we begin to look forward to the crucifixion of Jesus. The Transfiguration is the hinge that moves us from the season of Epiphany into the season of Lent. And as we prepare to bring one season of the church year to an end and begin another one, it's worth looking back on the things that we have heard and learned during the season of Epiphany. Epiphany means, as we've heard many times, to make manifest or to reveal. And the whole purpose of the last 4 or 5 weeks is to reveal and make manifest who Jesus is to our eyes clearly. We began Epiphany with the baptism of Jesus, when the heavens were opened and the Holy Spirit descended as a dove and let upon Jesus. And as this happened, God the Father spoke from heaven, a voice booming, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." God's word that day revealed and made manifest who Jesus was directly by preaching from heaven. Jesus is God's Son. The next week we heard about Jesus changing water into wine. And in that week's scripture lessons, we learned that Jesus was both man and God, both the Son of Mary and the Son of our Heavenly Father. And being God in human flesh, Jesus had the authority and the power to change water into wine. All he had to do was speak the word. We also heard that week how Jesus loves marriage and blesses it with his presence. Jesus manifested his divinity in that miracle. He revealed who he really was, God in human flesh, the all-powerful God. The next week we heard how this God-man Jesus had authority to heal people from illnesses and diseases. He healed a leper. And he also healed the son of a Roman centurion, the servant of a Roman centurion. In other words, Jesus is God. He makes it manifest and reveals it by the things that he does. He is even able to command illnesses and sicknesses so that they must obey. And he does so for the benefit of his people. And last week in the gospel lesson, we heard how it's not only illnesses that are under God's command, but rather it's the whole creation, wind, sea, waves. Christ's word commands them as well. He can silence them, still them, make chaotic things orderly again. And as he stops the storm on the Sea of Galilee, he asks this question: "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Throughout all of these scripture lessons, we see the reality of Jesus epiphanied, made manifest, revealed before our eyes. Jesus is God in human flesh. Jesus is the all-powerful, almighty, ever-present God contained within one human body. It's a great mystery that only faith can comprehend through the revelation of God by His Word. Jesus absolutely is true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and true man, born of the Virgin Mary. And not only that, Jesus is also your Lord and my Lord. That brings us to today, when God makes sure that you've been paying attention in the season of Epiphany. He makes sure that you understand who Christ is in the Transfiguration, so that as you move into Lent, you understand who it is that's going to the cross. The Transfiguration is the pinnacle of Epiphany. Today, we climb the mountain of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John and see Jesus for who He really is. He's upon the mountain with Moses and Elijah, the writers of the Old Testament, who are sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to His word and His teaching, as the teachers in the temple did for the child Jesus. And along with Peter, James, and John, we see in this morning's gospel lesson the godness of Jesus leak out. Jesus is transformed, transfigured, metamorphized before their eyes. His clothes become white like lightning. His face shines forth with God's eternal glory, the same glory that reflects from the faces of angels, and as we heard in our Old Testament lesson, from the face of Moses when he spoke with God. Surrounding the top of the mountain is the cloud of God's glory. Heaven comes down to earth in that moment. In the Transfiguration, we see that Jesus is the God who spoke to Moses through the burning bush. We see that Jesus is the God who appeared to Elijah, not in the fire or the earthquake or the great wind, but instead in the spoken word. We see Jesus for who He is, God in the flesh. And in case by looking you still are confused, we again have a word from God the Father. The same word God the Father spoke at the baptism of Jesus that began Epiphany. This is my beloved Son. Listen to Him. The whole season of Epiphany is bracketed by those words. This is my beloved Son. Only here, God also speaks an additional word. Listen to Him. Jesus is God. Do you listen to Him? Do you pay attention to what He says and teaches? You must at some level. You braved the icy roads and are here this morning, or listening on the radio and not laying in bed or eating donuts in front of the TV. But do you listen to all His words? Do you keep His words? Reality is that it's a daily struggle to listen to Jesus. And because it's a struggle, we try to sift down what Jesus says into something manageable. We try to take all of Jesus' words and put them into sound bites. And so often as we do that, we make the words of Jesus into a set of additional laws, things we ought to do or not do. Stop sinning. Love your neighbor. Sometimes we make Jesus into a new law giver, a new Moses. And if we do what Jesus says, then we'll be fine. We don't always do what Jesus says. Our sinful nature always rears its ugly head. Yes, Jesus speaks words of law. He says, "You shall have no other gods." But we struggle. We fail. We fall short. We don't always see Jesus as our God. See, dear friends, if all we see Jesus is a new lawgiver, then we've already failed and fallen short with just that one law. We've already let Jesus down. And if all we see Jesus as is a new lawgiver, we're also missing the other half of the story. Because Jesus is also Savior, Rescuer, Deliverer. That's what his name means, the Lord saves. We'll speak more about that in a minute. Before we do, we must recognize that it is sinful on our part if we see Jesus only as a lawgiver and not as a Savior. He doesn't just give us more to do, more precepts to keep, as if we could save ourselves. That's his job. It's just as dangerous if we ignore Jesus' word and think of him only as Savior, who sets us free to do whatever we want to because he's died for our sin. Because the truth is, we don't like to be perfect and holy. We like to do sinful things, wicked things, don't we? We convince ourselves that the wicked things that we're doing are really okay as well. In other words, we put our word and authority above Jesus' word. We do wicked things and justify ourselves in them. We place ourselves in God's place to judge our actions so that we can find ways that we can steal, cheat, fornicate, be divorced, gossip, keep up with the Joneses, murder, abort, disobey, and a whole slew of other things, and still fall asleep peacefully at night. It's okay, we say. We're forgiven. What does it matter? We say. We ignore the words of law that Jesus speaks. And in so doing, we confess that we know better than God. If we say we have no sin, we make God a liar. If we say we have no sin, then we're denying that there's actually punishments for wrongdoing, actually a hell, an eternal death. There is. It's real. Sometimes we confess that God's just a really useful social idea, but not a real being. So often we deny all the things that we've heard and learned in this Epiphany season, that Jesus is God and man, that he speaks words of law and words of gospel, and that we ought to hear those words and believe them. So often we ignore that Jesus has authority over us. So often we don't listen to Jesus. Dear Christian, repent and hear. Listen to God's word spoken to you at the baptism of Jesus and at the transfiguration. Jesus is God's beloved Son. Listen to him. Hear his word. Rejoice in the messages of God. Rejoice in Jesus. In our gospel lesson for today, the disciples hear God speak those words, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." And when they hear the word of God, they're terrified. They fall on their faces, aware of their sin, their failure to listen to God throughout all of their life. They're terrified, horrified to be in the presence of a holy and just God. God says, listen to Jesus. And as they're cowering, Jesus speaks. And he doesn't say words of judgment. He doesn't kill them on the spot. He doesn't list all of their sin and wrong and guilt. Instead, when Jesus speaks, he says these words: "Arise, be not afraid." God the Father says, listen to Jesus. Jesus says, arise, be not afraid. Dear Christian, this is the very word that God speaks to you. Be not afraid of your sin, of ignoring God's word, of doubting who Jesus is, of listening to your own word instead of his word, because all of those sins are sins that Jesus has come to take care of. The God-man, Jesus Christ, will go to the cross. He will bleed. He will die for your sin and for the sin of the world. He will take your sin as far away from you as the east is from the west. He comes to rescue you from sin, death, and even from yourself by shedding his precious blood, by pouring it out upon the earth, by bringing an end to all that you have done wrong with his words, "It is finished," spoken from the cross. On the Mount of Transfiguration, you see the glory of Jesus, which shines forth again from the cross, where he bleeds and dies. Behold your God, the crucified Jesus. And listen to his word. Be not afraid. I've died for your sin. You are free now, free to live apart from sin, free to be holy, free to love God, free to love your neighbor. Arise and be not afraid. Arise, you shall arise on the last day when Christ returns in glory again and raises all the dead, you included, and gives eternal life to you and all believers in Jesus. After all, he himself rose. Where he is gone, you shall go as well. Listen to him. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will surely come and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be. Listen to Jesus and be not afraid, for the body and blood that died and rose again and now lives forever, you get to partake in here at this altar. Jesus, the God-man, brings body and blood to this altar, using his word for you to eat and drink, for you to receive life. Listen to him. Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood shed for you. Arise, listen to Jesus. And in that forgiveness given, live your life in a way that reflects the great love that God has shown to you in the God-man, Jesus. Who is he? Why has he come? What difference does it make? It's all shown clearly today. Jesus is God. Jesus is man. It's revealed and manifested by the miracles of Epiphany. He's the one who's transfigured upon the mountain and glorified on the cross. He's the one who died and rose to forgive your sin. This is Jesus, the very Son of God. Listen to his word. Be not afraid. He is your Savior from sin. He is your God. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This time we stand and we sing together, Create in Me.
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, the light of the world, God in the flesh for you and for your salvation. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that God's good news for us in Jesus would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
Please stand for prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. In addition to the prayer requests that are listed in our news and notes, we pray for the family of Jenny Osterholt, recently passed away unexpectedly, friend of the Lichtenfeld family. We pray. Heavenly Father, you admonish your children to listen to your Son. Give us ears to hear him as he speaks to us through his holy word and precious sacraments. And give us faith to believe that he delivers forgiveness, life, and salvation to us through the same. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
While your Son commanded Peter, James, and John to tell no one what they had witnessed on the Mount of Transfiguration until he was raised from the dead, he charged them and the rest of his apostles after his resurrection to go out into the world and proclaim repentance and the forgiveness of sins in his name. Continue to raise up faithful men for this task. Bless all pastors with bold confidence in your prophetic word. Bless missionary activities that are faithful and true to your word. Heavenly Father, bless your word wherever it is proclaimed throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You resist the proud and give grace to the humble. Grant us true humility after the likeness of your Son, our Lord, that we may never be arrogant or prideful and thus provoke your wrath, but in all lowliness be made partakers of your grace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In order to maintain peace and order in our world, you place authorities over us. Bless the leaders of this world and give them wisdom to govern according to your will. Where there is strife and conflict, bring reconciliation and peace. Where there is persecution, bring freedom. And help us to be good citizens as we notice the needs of others and carry out our various vocations. Lord, in your mercy, look down with mercy upon all those who are sick, hospitalized, homebound, suffering, mourning the loss of loved ones. Especially this day, we lay before you the family of Jenny Osterholt, the family of Al Bach, the family of Pastor Mark Schlaman, Laverne, Mark, Lucas, Victor, Matthew, Lois, Ralph, Pastor Russert, Brian, Pam, Ken, Harlan, our shut-in members, those in long-term care, and for all those serving in the military. Provide them with compassionate care and knowledgeable physicians. Send pastors to deliver Christ and his gifts to them so that they would be comforted in their time of need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all those who approach the holy altar to receive your Son's body and blood this day, that they would come in repentance and faith and depart in the peace only your Son can give. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Service of the Sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you. Give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so true.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who at his transfiguration revealed his glory to his disciples that they might be strengthened to proclaim his cross and resurrection, and with all the faithful look forward to the glory of life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
Savior Jesus strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We continue now with the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. Please stand. Unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Standing for our closing hymn, the Common Doxology.
Welcome in the name of Jesus, the light of the world, the light no darkness can overcome. Kids, go get some goodies. We'll be back in here in about, 5 to 7 minutes or so for our Sunday school opening. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes. All the activities coming up in the days and weeks ahead are listed there. Be reminded, we are taking pictures for our pictorial directory in room 106.
between services, you have to miss a couple of minutes of Bible study to get your picture taken, duck out, well, whatever. You're here. That's the whole idea behind the taking pictures between services. So help us out. The more we can get now, the better. We'll be doing that every Wednesday night before church and every Sunday between services during the month of February. A week from tomorrow is our next Red Cross blood drive. We had a tremendous turnout last time, and so please prayerfully consider that. There's information in the news and notes. We are getting close to the sold-out part for the KNNA fundraiser on Sunday the 24th. That's 2 weeks from today. Jim is out at a table out there. If you want a ticket, get it. We can't guarantee it after today. Lots of other stuff in there. Thanks for everybody who helped with the Pancakes for Pecan fundraiser. If you weren't able to be here and would still like to make a donation, you can do that. Just make a check out to Pecan, P-C-A-N, all capital letters, Pediatric Cancer Action Network. Also, there's some sausages that are left, and I think there's one box of sausage left. So if you want that or half of it or whatever to purchase, you can check with Corey over there, and she'll help you out. Last Sunday, we celebrated and gave thanks for the sanctity of human life. You see the Lincoln Area Lutherans for Life display is out there. Since we celebrated a week after everybody else, we're able to keep the display a little bit longer. So check out the posters and brochures that are there, and thank God for the gift of life. Two opportunities for Bible study this morning, coffee and goodies in the fellowship. You're all invited. We'll continue our study of the book of Romans. We're in Romans chapter 3 right now, and that's in the fellowship hall. Summary of Christian doctrine is winding down. Where are we at, Pastor?
The Lord's Supper.
The Lord's Supper. What a great topic to study. And that's in room 109. Room 109. Anything else?
At the table in the back of the narthex, there is a sign-up sheet. If you're interested in going to the Holy Land about a year from now, a little more than that, put your name down on there. It doesn't lock you in. It just helps us gauge the interest as we start to work with tour companies and things like that. So hopefully spring of 2020 is when we're thinking of going.
Okay. And that's on the table behind the Lutherans for Life display, right underneath the American flag. Vicar's been on vacation. He'll be back in the office tomorrow. Thanks be to God. I think that's all. Join us for coffee and goodies, a study of God's Word. Have a great day and week in the light of Christ.